John Jory served as producing director of Actors Theater of Louisville for over 30 years. Along the way, he founded the internationally acclaimed Humana Festival of New American Plays and led the ATL to national prominence to such a degree that the ensemble received a special Tony Award for Achievement in Regional Theater. It's generally acknowledged that what we know as the 10-minute play as a genre came to light there at the Actors Theater of Louisville in the 1977 Humana Festival. And here's what John Jory has to say about that. The 10-minute play, like speed chess and the 50-yard dash, is something special. What you are unlikely to know if you haven't worked with the genre is that the energy that can be generated is enormous, and that it can lodge like a sliver in the mind of a viewer to remain for a lifetime. How is this possible when character and plot are squeezed by the vice of the form? Well, it tends to illuminate moments of profound change and realization. It doesn't usually lead to the glancing blow, but to the knockout punch. Its very limitations often lead away from strict realism, and its authors seem unabashed in going for the big statement. It has a win-lose, who-cares attitude that tends to leave prudence in the dust. I like it, Jory says. As an actor's or director's teaching tool, it's plainly valuable. These pieces have, in the main, been written for young actors so that they can deal with structure, character, and theme while playing parts of their own age. These short works demand much of the preparation of a longer role, but have the advantages of minimal production requirements and shorter rehearsal periods. For the young actor, they make demands, but don't overwhelm. For the young director, they create the panoply of tasks and responsibilities in miniature. For the young playwright, they reveal the mechanism. It's like seeing the watchworks through a glass case. You can produce 8 of them and delight an audience. You can read all of them and learn more about the craft of playwriting than you ever thought possible. Plus, they can tell a story that 40 minutes or 2 hours would have ruined. And we've all gotten stuck with that guy holding forth at a party, going on and on and on. That from John Jory. Jory is intent in his remarks here about underlining the way short plays develop new talent. And that ties right into what we'll learn about Shorts for the Summer, now in its 4th season at Actors Circle in Scranton, running August 6th through 9th. We'll hear about this popular showcase that allows playwrights to share original material, and we'll meet a first-time director who has a good deal of related theatrical experience, but is grateful for this chance to develop in a new way. Mark Fryer is the immediate past president of the Actors Circle Board, and we asked him to set the stage.
I'm the producer, and I believe it's the first time that I'm producing the shorts for the summer. But I have produced before, and mainly as producer, I just make sure that everybody is doing their jobs, and if anything is needed, I'm there to kind of troubleshoot everything. You know, for example, getting the props together and the set builders and make sure the set's getting done and rehearsal space is available, you know, that type of thing.
So this is a project that Actors Circle has been doing. This is a tradition now to do summer shorts.
That's correct. I believe this is our 4th year doing it during the summer, and I think it's usually in August.
What do you like about the idea of putting short plays back to back to back in a particular event or an evening?
The wonderful thing about this is, first of all, they're all original works, and they're short plays, so it's a matter of showcasing new talent, new material. And because they're short plays and they're new material, the subject matter usually is very interesting. And it's a way to develop a local talent in kind of a novel way in a way that you usually can't do with traditional either straight plays or comedies or musicals, just because they're new material and they present a challenge to actors. For example, one of our short plays that we're doing, the two actors represent, it's either bubbles or teardrops. It's just a wonderful piece, but it really allows an actor to stretch. And not only that, but it also brings the director, they have to be creative in how they do these works. So I guess that's the thing that I like the most about the short plays. It allows actors to be creative, directors to be creative, set builders to be creative. Because you're doing short plays back to back, you know, it presents a situation for the technical aspect too has to be there. Because, you know, you're constantly changing sets and changing props and getting actors into place and that type of thing. It's really exciting.
That's a nice word to use, Mark, that it's exciting. While the sets are being changed, for example, this might be something you as producer would have something to do with. Do you have incidental stage changing music or what do you do?
Exactly. And yes, we usually have music. And the music would pertain to the play that's going on, kind of like maybe matching themes, that kind of thing, or just, you know, entertaining music in between as the set is being changed. But we try and do it as quickly as possible because, you know, that can really lengthen the production. And it's not the most exciting thing to watch people moving around couches and chairs and that type of thing.
The idea, of course, is that you don't want three serious ones and then four funny ones. There has to be a balance and a rhythm to the overall arc of the program, right?
You said it exactly. The order is really important. And also you have to think about what kind of a piece do you want to end with? Do you want to end on a high note? Do you want to end on a low note? Do you want to end on something that's thought-provoking? I opted for the thought-provoking one. I think it's nice to walk out of I think the theater is kind of a learning experience. And it's an emotional experience. And so that was the choice that I made, to go with a thought-provoking one, one that makes you feel and think.
Have you ever written, have you taken part in the shorts other than producing them?
Oh, yes. I've acted in them. You know, and I've directed some. So I've been in kind of like all aspects of the short over the years.
Well, it sounds like it's here to stay, and that's a very nice thing. And it sounds like you have an audience for the shorts.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. And the wonderful part is, you know, you said before about the summertime. The summertime is kind of a difficult time because, first of all, there's a lot going on. There's usually summer theater. There's just a lot of theater in the area. And, you know, people are busy, they go on vacations and those types of things. So sometimes it's hard to get actors, but we were so lucky this year. People just came out of the woodworks for auditions. There's so much talented people came and auditioned to the point of each one of the shorts has a different actor and actress in the parts. Previously, we've had actors that have played two or three parts just because they can in the shorts. But this year, there's one actor is doing one role in each one. I think we have 25 actors that are in this particular production. And there was so much talent that came out to audition. And, you know, it's always a difficult part when you're directing. When you have these talented people come and audition, you really don't have a role for them. And that's what happened this year for the shorts. So many talented people came, but, you know, you're looking for a particular age or you're looking for a certain amount of men, certain amount of women, older versus younger, that type of thing. So we really didn't get an opportunity to cast everybody that we really wanted to, but we really appreciated them coming out, and hopefully they'll come out again for future productions.
And the authors, are they a balance, mostly local, but some out-of-towners?
Yes, we advertised it, and we got, I believe we got 170 short plays submitted, so we really had a lot to choose from. And this year, we tried something new. You know, like sometimes you know people, and we went blind this year. We just read the plays. We didn't look at who the playwrights were. And like I said, we selected blind, so we didn't know if they were from the area or outside the area. So we have a combination of both. But we have all local actors, local directors. And an important aspect that I really love about the shorts is that we use it as a way to develop talent. This year, we have four new directors that are kind of getting their feet wet in directing. They have many, many years of experience, either technical aspects of theater. One I know, one, for example, is a local playwright also. But it's their first time directing, and they're just doing a fabulous job and kind of bringing new creative ideas to the theater, which is fabulous.
Mark Fryer, immediate past president of the Actors Circle of Scranton board and producer of Shorts for the Summer number 4. Now we'll hear Amanda Rudnick, who is one of the directors taking part in Shorts for the Summer, and she tells us about the two plays she's directing, and she'll be demonstrating, ideally, how this project is just what Mark Fryer said. It is an important incubator for talent.
Actually, this is my first experience at Actors Circle, and I'm so thrilled to be there because I know the talent is so incredible. Everything that comes out of there is just so impressive, but I have never worked with them before. So for them allowing me to step into this role of director right off the bat, you know, they put a lot of trust in me, and I really appreciate that. I'm excited to have my directorial debut with them.
This is a special event because it's original plays. Did you pick the script that you wanted to direct, and did you cast it?
So I was able to cast it, yes, but they signed them to us. There's four directors, and we each got assigned a show before we went into auditions. So I was able to read through it and get to know the shows, and we had auditions based on that.
Without spoiling it, tell us who the author is and the title and a little bit about the premise.
So our one show is called Ladies of the Night. That one, I believe, is by the author named Lori Allen. She is actually out of Texas, and she's had it performed at a couple different short play festivals. That one is super fun. It's a short little comedy about two women in their 70s who have been best friends their entire lives, and they have had it with their nursing home, and they are planning their escape. And it's super, super fun to watch. It's so silly, and it's so fun, and it's heartwarming. It really is. And then the other one is called The Gown, and this one is more of a drama, and there's so much heart behind it, and really the acting and the story and the writing all together just tells this beautifully tragic story. And this woman and her young daughter are going bridal dress shopping, and you know, again, without spoiling too much, the reason behind it, and the reason is not as pleasant as you would assume. Both of my casts are just so naturally talented, and they make it so fun and so easy, and it's really been such a pleasure working with them.
When there are a number of plays in one evening, then that means you can't have a lot of scenery. How is that going to work?
So I believe most of the plays that were picked were actually made for the black box style of theater, which is wonderful. And the Actor Circle has a really nice space to do that. So it's generally a black background. The stage itself is painted black. And really, it's minimum props and minimum scenery. And we're able to reuse a lot of it with each other's plays. I know a couple of us are all using a couch and a couple of us are all using this table, but really, I know for mine specifically, the Ladies of the Night only has one piece of scenery and it's just a bench. So really, it's a lot in the lighting, it's a lot in the imagination, in the storytelling itself, but it works really, really well in a black box space, which is cool.
This approach to doing theater, short pieces, different authors, back to back to back, what's so engaging about this kind of a theater experience?
You know, it's something that you don't see a lot. And there's so many short plays out there that have such gorgeous, gorgeous stories, and they're funny, and they're able to tell these stories in such a short amount of time. And on top of that, you get to see more actors. I don't think a single one of us recast an actor. I think every show has its own set of actors. No one's being reused. We had a huge turnout in auditions, which was wonderful. And on top of that, you get to see so many different visions of these directors at once. There's four of us. So to see all of these people with their creative visions at once. It's just, it's so fun, and it's lighthearted, and it's heartfelt all at the same time. So it's really, it's exciting to see so much at once, right. So much content.
And so it sounds like the actors are the key. They have to interact and tell the story. How do you make sure that these pieces move and have a good rhythm? Because they are short, so you got to tell the story efficiently.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it has to do with casting choices specifically. What I was looking for when people were auditioning was just that natural ability to kind of connect with another person, even if they didn't necessarily know each other at the time. Some people just have that natural chemistry. And one of the things I said right from the beginning was that is so important for a play like this, is just the chemistry of the actors on stage. So, you know, I try to foster some communication and just an easygoing environment, make that connection easier for the actors. And like the two that are playing the best friends, they have that natural back and forth. And it comes a lot from the writing as well. Both of my shows are just so natural with the language, and it really just feels conversational. So between the acting and the actors and the writing, it comes together so nicely.
Have you ever written anything for the stage?
I have, as a matter of fact. It was a long, long time ago. I was in college, and we did this thing called Play in a Day, where a bunch of writers would go in at 7 o'clock at night. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, they would be done with a brand new show, a 10-minute play. And by 7 o'clock that evening, it would be on stage. So it was a full 24 hours of writing, you know, learning, directing, and then you would get to see at the end of the day this creation. And it was a lot of fun, and it would be amazing to see something like that around here. I think it would be a hit, because these short plays are just, they're so much fun to do, and I think that would be an exciting thing to do. But yes, I have indeed written before. It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder than directing, I would say.
Are you tempted now, after you've had a taste of this again, to say, well, maybe I'll go back to my desk?
I have definitely thought about it. It's like you're reading my mind. I've definitely thought about it, especially because I know they look for local writers. And I believe last year when they did the shorts, they had a lot of local writers submit their plays. And I've only been back in the theater world for about a year. I took a 12-year hiatus after college, and it was a big step for me to step into the directing role, but doing this and getting this experience and just meeting these people and seeing the talent in this area, it really is encouraging. And I do think, and maybe in the future sometime soon, sit down at my computer again and see what comes out.
See, they are encouraging talent with their summer shorts. We just heard from Amanda Rudnick, and Amanda Rudnick is one of the four directors involved in the Shorts for the Summer program, number 4, at Actors Circle in Scranton. And before Amanda spoke, we heard from Mark Fryer, a media past president of Actors Circle of Scranton and the producer of Shorts for the Summer. You can take part in this array of pieces, 8 in all. The opening takes place August 6th, and the series will run the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, Thursday through Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, at Actors Circle at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton. For more information, on the web, actorscirclescranton.com. ActorsCircleScranton.com. That's Shorts for the Summer 4 at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton, August 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2, and there will be 8 shorts back to back to back. For more information, ActorsCircleScranton.com.